Greetings, this is James Gilman with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a great show today. We're going to have Shannon Leichner on, and we've got a few announcements before we get going with the show. This Wednesday, June 8th to 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, we're going to have Ashley's weekly teleconference, Healing Series with Star Family Intensive, Connecting with the Orion Council of Light. So she's going to cover the Orion Council of Light this Wednesday. And the next Skywatch weekends are June 9th to 12th and June 16th through the 19th. And we have amazing activity here in the skies. It's been real active. Registration is now open for the Peter Maxwell Slattery and Solrita Antares Multidimensional ET Contact Workshop. And that's taking place July 8th through the 10th. And in addition to the teachings and exercises on fine-tuning your ability to make contact this weekend, also includes teachings on sensing when craft around and capturing them on film. And the eSETI conference is now less than a month away. It's going to be a very powerful gathering. Don't miss out on this one. Register today. Our Young Master program is going to be taking place July 28th through the 31st. And we're amazed by the powerfully connected young people being drawn to eSETI. And this will be our first weekend focused on them. Parents are welcome. More information will be posted about this gathering on the website in mid-June. And if you want more information on all these events, go to privateinvitationeseti.com. Again, go to privateinvitationeseti.com, or you can just go to the regular website, eseti.org, and check into that. And although some of this may not be up on the site yet, you can get more information by just asking, you know, through the website. We've got so many things going on. It's pretty insane out there. I mean, the chemtrails here are just off the scale. I've never seen it so thick. There's multi-layers going on. Yeah, people are getting sick. People are driving insane. I just got home from a trip to Hood River, and I watched a truck go off the road right in front of me and just barely regain control of the car. And as I went by it, you know, it was pretty intense. And then I saw another guy pull right in front of a large truck, a big logging truck. A guy pulled right in front of it. And I don't know how he missed him. It almost looked like something out of the Matrix, because the guy missed him. And then I had another couple incidences, and just on a short little trip, you know, it's a 20-minute drive to Hood River. So this is really affecting people. You know, people are getting that brain fog. They're driving crazy. They're not paying attention. And a lot of them are having upper respiratory and a lot of teeth. You know, your teeth are aching. We're having joint pain and all this other stuff. And that's due to these wonderful chemtrails they're spraying thickly up there. Also, I want to talk a little bit about, there's some breaking news. It just broke that I guess there's a military grand jury going on, I think they might call them tribunal. And Eric Holder just testified, and I guess spilled the beans on the whole Hillary, Obama, everything, and the what is the AIPAC, the Ben Netanyahu or whatever his name is. I can't even say his name. Just the whole mess. I mean, all the beans got spilled on that, and so. This is going to get really interesting, you know, and he's you know, calling out for a, you know, to bring her in, to indict her and just bring her in on a multitude of charges. So that's going to be interesting how this all fans out. And apparently her emails that she tried to destroy and destroyed the server and tried to cover up, the very reason for not doing that on private servers is because people can hack it and get into your emails. So all these other countries have her emails, and they're going to start releasing their emails. And recently, Donald Trump just said, I have her emails. So he has her emails as well. So basically, you know, it's pretty much over. You know, I don't know why she's continuing to go forward, because it's just pure narcissism, you know, to keep going forward like that. It's like, I don't think her Teflon suit is going to work much longer. But anyway, not to be political, I'm not a political person. I'm just telling you the news about what's going on. I'm not saying I'm behind anybody. I think I would vote for a council of grandmothers. That's my vote. And so that being said, I want to talk a little bit about Shannon. She's a world renowned Theta healer instructor who was born with powerful inherited abilities from generations of truly gifted family members. For over 20 years, she's been changing lives through life path coaching, angelic communication, mediumship, and energy work in order to help others all around the world find their divine purpose. And she has an extraordinary gift to communicate, interact with, and cross over spiritual beings. Her immense relationship with the angelic realm has taught her that there is definitely more to this world than we're able to see. And I can go on and on, but I mean, she's been on our show before, so I don't want to keep going with this bio. So Shannon, are you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome to the show again.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's always such an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. So thank you again.
Hey, I wanted to share something real quick and get your take. And I wonder if you're experiencing the same thing, but we had our ambassador training this weekend here at the ranch, and not only were there just incredible number of ships flying over, and in big ships coming in low, and you know, everybody saw them. It was undeniable. The interesting thing about it, though, is that this class went in the direction of self-empowerment and self-responsibility, because people were tested throughout the entire workshop. And we were just getting hammered by these, like, aliens. One was a hybrid. It was part reptilian, part insect hybrid that showed up and was trying to disrupt everything. It was pretty nasty. And then we had these serpent beings coming in over and over. And we had some people that were actually not willingly, but not knowing, we're working with these beings, and these beings were coming through them because of past life connections and agreements and things like that. And just, you know, people came out of, you know, I don't know if I want to mention the names, but, you know, they're major UFO people in the field, you know, that are working with these reptilian beings. And they became channels for this energy. I'd love to get your take on that and see if you've been experiencing some of the same things.
Well, you know, I've been experiencing a lot of really weird, different things happening. I frequently have visitors in my house, which, you know, I do my best to guard against. But I've been having a lot of alien visitors as well. And I mean, I'll wake up and I'll see them standing. The other day, I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I was in my room, and it was almost like a jelly-like substance. So it was invisible, but you could see the outline of something, and I knew it was there. And I'm sitting there staring right at it, because I'm not very fearful of them, and I'm staring there. And I said, "I know you're there, but you need to leave. You are not welcome in this house." And within about 2 minutes, you know, I start calling in my protection. Within about 2 minutes, it's gone. But I knew it was there, and I couldn't explain what it was. So I hear you when you say some things are happening. And what I got when I was listening to what you were saying was that there was a reason that those people needed to deal with that type of energy. They needed to understand what was going on and who was around them. And so although some of them may have been malevolent, it does feel like although they came through them, they needed to experience them as well. So they needed to understand the vastness and the largeness of what it is that they're doing.
You know, I agree 100%. And that's what I told them. I said, this is your initiation, and it's in your life for a reason right now. And you've got to take responsibility and sever all connections, all contracts, all agreements with these beings, you know, whatever's happened in the past. And this isn't a golden opportunity to do it. This is a perfect place to do that and step into your, you know, your own power and your own self-authority. And so, you know, most of the people did, and they dealt with it very powerfully and are very empowered by it. But there's always a couple that just, for some reason, don't want to let go of these connections.
Yes, I agree. You know, I'm hearing a very strong message right now, and so I'm gonna give it to you. The lion beings that you have that are around your ranch, I'm hearing that they're amping up. I'm hearing that they are actually going to increase in numbers the conference. But not only that, but they are actually now starting to increase in numbers because they know people are coming. And there's almost like this, you are protected. And so when you have this ambassadorship, they were there to make sure that no one was going to get hurt. There just needed to be an experience. They had to allow the experience, but they would not allow anybody to be hurt.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened here. And the people did actually see the lion being step in and swat some of the, these other entities. You know, they said it was pretty interesting. They called on the lion beings, and this entity was standing in front of them, and this lion being appeared and just swatted it, you know, and it was in the story. But I'm always glad when people have those experiences and share those experiences, because it validates, you know, the what's happening here.
Definitely. And I've never been to the ranch, but ever since I've been speaking with you, I've been having more and more contact with the lion beings, which I had not before. And I have such a respect for them. I mean, you can't help but respect them. I apologize for that. But you can't help but respect them, because they are absolutely amazing beings, and they get things done right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like end of story when they come in. It's, you know, you'll have all these problems. And when I first connected with them, I was really struggling, you know, with some of these beings, especially the serpent beings. They, you know, I'd call on the other masters and everything. And it was, you know, I'd finally get over it and get on top of it. And it took me a long time. And you know, sometimes I got my butt kicked in the process. But now that these lion beings are here, they just take care of business very quickly.
Yes, yes, and I'm so happy that they do that. So, yay for them.
Yeah. Now, another thing came up in the conference, too. Some people, you know, I hate to mention names, but there's people out there that are working with reptilians and insects, you know, and other beings, and saying, you know, they're good, and people go to them, and they have these counseling sessions with them, and they come back just totally hooked into these entities. And when they come here, they have this line of communication going on, this connection. You know, they're actually courted by these beings. And there's another group out there, one of the biggest UFO groups out there, says there are no negative entities, there are no negative ETs, and wants people just open blindly to anything that comes along. So that's totally irresponsible. And very militaristic, you know, he runs his programs in a very militaristic way, which is interesting, which kind of aligns with, you know, kind of the reptilian type energies. But it's we just keep running into this over and over and over again, where people come and they're all confused and hooked, and they've given their power over to these other entities, and it's just becoming a real mess right now.
Well, I believe even the darkest of energies make themselves look good.
Yeah,
I used to listen to Sylvia Brown say there was no such thing as demons, and
yeah.
I would sit there and say, "You've got to be kidding me! You know, you didn't grow up in the house that I grew up in, because obviously, you know, you didn't experience what I experienced." But I do get a message from the angels that say there must be a balance in all things.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to learn, and if we only had light, we would not learn anything. And so there must be a balance in all things. Now, that being said, you must protect yourself. You must know when something doesn't feel right, and when something does feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important, to pay attention to your intuition and to protect yourself.
Yeah, she came here, Sylvia Brown came here to Washington, and she started, I guess she totally attacked Jay-Z Knight and a few other people. And then I don't know how I got into the mix, but she started publicly attacking me. Saying there was no UFO activity here, that this was all a scam and all this other stuff. And then what's interesting, she died like 3 days later, you know. But I'm not taking credit for that. I didn't do that. I don't wish death on anybody. But I thought it was interesting. I just couldn't figure out where she was coming from. I mean, I'm not even going to defend that one, you know, because it is so ridiculous with the evidence, you know. You know, the triple PhD Boeing engineers and Lockheed engineers and Air Force base commanders and all the, we may have NASA people have come here and have seen the ships and you know, all these people have gone on record and testified, you know, and the mountain of evidence we have. And I'm just going, what got into her? You know, why? And I'm seeing now the people that are saying there are no demons, there are no negative ETs and this and that are usually actually either totally controlled by them, either willingly or unwillingly, and they might not even know it.
I would agree with you. I think that they fall, like I said, the demons or the darker energies, they make themselves look really good. And they very often make themselves look as if they are good, that they are just doing, you know, what they need to be doing. And that's how they hook us, because they know that we're kind of gullible when it comes to that. And if they say, you know, oh, we're trying, and we, you know, we're good deep down, people are going to believe them.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of scary sometimes to think about, you know, what's out there, and people don't pay attention to intuition. They just try and, you know, they try and see the best in things, even though there may not be good things in them.
I think there's that cognitive dissonance program going on where, even though it's obvious, you know, by the person's actions and their history, you know, that something's really wrong with this picture, they get caught up in this mindset, and they just cannot accept a lot of times what's being revealed right in front of their face, you know, that this isn't what you think it is.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Somebody once told me, why do you think darkness is, or why do you think staying in darkness is so much easier? And I was like, I'm not sure. And they said, well, because you don't have to work on yourself. You can excuse your shortcomings or your inabilities, because everything is accepted. The problem is that in the darkness, you stay hopeless, you stay helpless, you stay angry, you stay in the lower level energies. And there's a hook. There always is a hook. And they don't see the hook until it's too late.
Yeah, that happens.
So right.
Yeah, that happens quite a bit. We've talked a lot about the Archon Network, you know, and to me, it actually is filled with kind of demonic type beings, lower level ETs, astral beings, you know, just people that are pretty tweaked, you know, pretty messed up in consciousness. And, you know, when you cover this stuff, people go, no, it's all love, it's all good, it's all God, you know, and they go into the New Age program. And, you know, I tell them, I said, that's like a half-truth. That's a very imbalanced way of looking at life, and that there always is, you know, a balance. And so you have to, you know, to me, it's like, you know, I use the analogy, you know, we raise yaks here, right? And so there's some pretty big cow patties in the field. And I said, you know, that cow patty is really good in that field. You know, it can fertilize the field. It's great in your garden, but I don't want it in bed with me. You know, I don't want to live with it. And so I'm, you know, it has a function, you know, but, you know, I don't want it, you know, in my world and making any decisions in my life, basically.
I totally agree with you. You know, there's a point and a place for everything. And definitely cow pellets are not good in bed with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, I refer to a lot of the demons and a lot of the malevolent energies as bullies. And I always say, if you know a bully is in the yard, so let's say the bully's in the yard over in the left-hand corner. Mm-hmm. You don't go over there and you start antagonizing it. And you don't go start showing yourself going, here I am, make contact with me. Because they're going to make contact with you. They may even act nice to you, but then they're going to punch you in the back of the head when you're not looking.
Yeah. Or they're going to be a parasite. You know, they're going to have some parasitical thing you know, suck on your energies or draw off your energies or whatever, because that's what I've seen. They're predators and parasites, basically. And we need to acknowledge that these things do exist and they are out there, and learn tools and techniques to heal these things and maintain our self-authority. And I think, to me, the people that are out there teaching that these aren't real, that they don't exist, are disempowering the people, and it's very irresponsible, because they're opening them up, you know, to these influences. And I've asked people that have gone to these lectures and workshops, and I said, well, what did you get out of it personally? And they go, he's the greatest. He's this. No. I said, what did you get out of it? I said, what tools did you walk away with that were self-empowering, that bent you inward to make your own personal connection with source, creator, spirit, or whatever? I said, what? And they just look at me with blank, and they go, they can't come up with anything, because it was all external. It was all about the other person. And that's the trap. But we are so programmed to, give our power away to these external sources, you know, that they're going to take care of everything for us, that until we break that program, I think these things are going to continue.
Oh, I agree 100%. I agree. And when you teach people that they don't exist, like you said, it disempowers them. Because if you tell people that everyone is nice in the world and there are no bullies, they're going to run into bullies and they're not going to know how to handle them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like Palladian consciousness, which is very mixed, by the way, but a lot of the Palladians come in here and they're so giddy and they're so loving and they're so trusting, and some even incarnate, you know, on a soul level into this planet, and they just get their butts kicked while they're here, and they get lied to, used, and abused, and everything else, and it's not part of their reality, and so they have some very hard lessons, you know, in that sense, in that program. And they're beautiful beings, they're very advanced beings and very high beings, but when they come here, they get a crash course in discernment and trust in your inner sensitivity and setting boundaries.
I agree. I agree with you. I've actually had a lot of interaction with the Palladians. I have noticed that when it comes to them handling their business or handling protecting or whatever, they are no nonsense. I have seen some things I never even knew was possible when it comes to dealing with malevolent beings. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Palladians. But yes, I know that a lot of them incarnated here, and their incarnations are, I'm not going to make a sweeping generalization, yeah. But they are so loving. They want to, you know, hold everybody. They want to help everybody, and discernment is something that needs to be addressed mm-hmm. with them and with a lot of the light beings. So I agree with you there.
Yeah, if you get into the, like I was saying, it's a mixed bag with the Palladians, because they do have their warriors, and they do have some beings that are very, we just had a seventh dimensional Palladian come in through the weekend that was just off the scale, the energy, and like no nonsense, it was really powerful, and it felt like more like an Andromedan, like a mythologically known as archangels or something of that nature, but you know, it's a mixed bag, but there are some Palladians I know that when you talk to them, they're just really giddy. They're just really fun and loving, and they seem to be a little naive when it comes to the dark forces and just how ugly it can get down here sometimes.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait to go to your ranch and experience all of these wonderful beings. I out there now that I'm only going to interact with the benevolent, loving ones.
yeah, exactly. And you know, we do have a lot of protection here and things like that, but this last course was an ambassador training course, and that's what it is all about. I mean, you're going to get the tools and you're going to have to use them, and you're going to be challenged, and you know, if you are going to be an ambassador, you know, that role comes with a responsibility to learn how to sense, you know, unseen negative influences and clear them and heal them and stand in your own self-authority and help others, you know, pass that on to others. So, you know, we definitely were definitely tested this last weekend, and we had just phenomenal beings come in that everybody got to experience, but we also had the low-level stuff come in that tested people, you know, just to see, you know, how well their tools were working. And like you said, the lion beings were there observing, you know, allowing people to flex their muscles, but they did step in, you know, in case anything got real ugly, they would step in and take care of business.
Absolutely. I have learned in dealing with aliens, and actually from a lot of my friends who are experts in that field, the biggest defense that we have is knowing who we are and recognizing
exactly
who we are and being in our full power. Because right now, you know, with our ignorance, if we're ignorant and we're still sleeping, they, you know, we're like rag dolls to them. They can do whatever mm-hmm. they want. But once we recognize who we are and our position in this universe and our power, we, you know, hold in our power and recognize our powers, they have to see us in a different light, because mm-hmm. we no longer are these rag dolls that are sleeping. We know our rights, and we know who we are, and we can stand in that power and be their equals or however it is that we need to be. I've learned that that's the best defense.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's basically what we taught here is that, you can either deal with this as a god or a victim. Which one are you going to choose, or goddess, we have to put that one in there. But what's interesting is the just the personality types, some people just grabbed it and took hold with it and said, I'm going for it. We're incredibly successful and very empowered by it. And some people just kind of stayed ambivalent, and didn't, and there's, just a couple people in the whole group, that were just didn't get it. And we had some people come there that just had the most amazing breakthroughs. I mean, the tears were flowing. They just totally released the past, stepped into their power, and now they're going to be some amazing ambassadors. So, overall it was great. A lot of amazing things happened, but I did have to acknowledge the fact that, it's like the test came. And I told people, the closer you get to Nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. That's what they say in India. So you got to pay attention and step into your own self-authority.
You've made some really good points in what you just said. And a couple, one, I'm so happy to be associated with people who are trying to help and empower other people. There's so many other ones there that are trying to, like you said, to kind of pull the wool over our eyes to keep us defenseless. So I so applaud you for the work that you're doing, especially with your ambassadors and with everybody. It's not an easy task, and what you're doing is just absolutely amazing because, if all of us can teach people to take back their power and to really be in their space and their energy, this place would be a really different place. So for that, I give you credit because that's one of the most difficult things to do.
Thank you.
But yeah, and you were saying, that this, my brain just went blank. I have no idea why.
I
had a really good point. Yeah, my brain just went blank. So I'm gonna have
I was just doing clearings right now. I was just clearing some energy and clearing it out, and that's what happens when I do the clearings. People go, "Wait a second, I just lost my train of thought," Shows how connected we are.
Yes, I mean your energy is just amazing, and I feel so honored to be one of the ones who are, who'll be standing with you at the eSETI convention, and I'm just so looking forward to it. I'll get my thought back when it comes.
the people we pick to speak here, and they cover a whole myriad of subjects. We've got Jim Mars coming, and you and myself, and quite a few other speakers, but we take it very seriously who we choose to speak here. And although there might be some major name recognition going on, if that person isn't empowering the individual and coming from the heart, they don't come here. We never invite them. And even if they do try to come here, usually they, as soon as they get on the property here, the energy is so high, it just implodes on them, So, we're very particular. So, and you're in definitely good company. So, we only pick the people that are coming from the heart and really doing the light work and are balanced. Those are the type of people we bring here.
Absolutely. And I feel so honored to be one of them. And so I thank you for that.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought on something too. So I was trying to remember where I was going to go with that. But I have the Joshua Tree conference coming up. Actually, I'm leaving tomorrow for that. And that's going to be interesting because I'm going right into the reptile den basically on some of that stuff. But it's a mixed energy there too. And there's a lot of people in the past, that are still telling the same story, and they've been abducted or Roswell or whatever, and they've been doing that for like 20 or 30, sometimes 60 years. And you just wonder, when are we going to take the next step? When are we going to, that did happen. Everybody admitted it. All the deathbed confessions, said it's real. So can we set that aside now and go forward, and let's really talk about what this means to have contact, what kind of beings you are having contact with, how can they benefit humanity, how can they be a problem for humanity. Let's bring it bring out those issues and you know, really get on with it. And it's kind of sad because, you know, these beings and other ones you've been contacting have phenomenal healing abilities and technology as well. They have free energy. They want for nothing. They have all the replicator machines and everything else we see on Star Trek. And, you know, we could move into a fully utopian society with a little help from our friends, and they'd like to help us out, you know, in that direction. But we have that other force here that enslaves people through dependency and wants to keep everybody, you know, dumbed down and you know, focused on the first three chakras and survival, sex, and power, basically. So I was wondering if you have any insights on how you think this is all going to turn out.
Well, you know, lately I've been sent people who are having this very battle, the battle between, I call it the 3D, which is the lower chakras, which is our you know, human self, and mm-hmm. then the spiritual. And people are battling, even those who are highly evolved and who are awakened, are having this inner battle. And it almost feels like there's, and there's probably the darker energies, you know, pitting the sides against each other. But when you said being enslaved by being dependent, that is so very true. I mean, that is happening to everybody right now. And I've been sent a lot of people who are being split. And the 3D self is you know, holding on to those dependencies or those angers or those lower level emotions, while the spiritual side is saying, wait a second, you're not seeing the bigger picture. And mm-hmm. so I've actually, this is just on a side note, but I've actually just finished recording my next healing CD, which I'll be bringing to the ranch. But it's about bringing these two sides back together mm-hmm. and stopping the divide. But what is happening is, you know, we're in this, you know, the spiritual side is saying, you know, keep on your path, you know, do what you're supposed to be doing here. And the 3D side says, well, I can't even make this happen, you know? And so
yeah.
We've got to bring those two sides together in order to make any sort of difference, because I believe that the darker energy, the more malevolent energies, have really focused on that right now, on making people feel lack so that they won't uh-huh. move forward in the awakening process.
I agree, you know, and I know that's all coming to an end here pretty quickly, but I feel really good about it. We've got these 11th dimensional ships showing up, and what I do is I break it down. It's all about frequency, and the Earth is moving and ascending and moving into a higher frequency, and we have to match that frequency. And those who are holding the consciousness of tyranny and the actions of tyranny and that kind of energy are basically going to implode on themselves. I think they're going to have a karmic backlash beyond their imagination. But, I mean, I see that coming around real soon, and I'm actually seeing it unfolding, you know, with all these people, like, spilling the beans on them, you know, whistleblowers and everything else. And the military is finally stepping up to the plate, you know, which is what they need to do. But, you know, with the grandfather that I've been talking to over in China, and getting the information from him and the funds that are available to stop this total manufactured lack and the, you know, the restoring the republic and getting rid of the banksters and everybody else that's created this mess, you know, it looks like it's in full motion right now. So I feel pretty good about it. I know we're going to go through some real rocky roads, or, you know, a real rocky road right now. We're right in the middle of the cobblestone part of it, you know, but I think we're going to get through, and I think it's going to end up, you know, pretty awesome place here.
You know, I actually couldn't agree with you more. The other day, I don't know if you get on Facebook and it says, 2 years ago today you said this, 3 years ago today you said this. Well, I came up upon a saying that I had said several years ago that said, if you're being attacked by darkness, or if you're finding that you're facing adversity, then look around and look at yourself, because apparently you're doing something so right that the dark energy has to work as hard as they can to knock you down. And mm-hmm. then you just pick yourself up and you say, I am doing the right thing. And I'm paraphrasing, but it was about, you're on the right track. And that's why the dark energy is doing what they're doing. And so with this whole thing, I agree with you. What's happening now is they're amping up, and they're even trying to make the ones who are the masters and the ones who are teaching here doubt themselves. so that they can start, they can stop making people, you know, helping people and making people see how wonderful this world's going to be. And mm-hmm. so this is their last-ditch effort. This is their, you know, they're going to attack the most powerful ones. And the reason they're doing that is, and they're going to attack them in their human form, because they need to start weakening the ones who are powerful, who are actually giving all of this wonderful energy. But with the whistleblowers and with all of this stuff going on, they can't win. I mean, no matter what, you know, that's why it's very important for all of us who are light workers, especially those who are enlightened. We need to be strong in who we are. And no mm-hmm. matter what happens in the 3D, we need to continue forward. That is the most important part. Continue to spread light. Continue to help people. Continue to help people awaken and continue to go through this process, because we are winning and we are going to continue to go through onto a more peaceful place. So I do agree with you 100%. Things are shifting mm-hmm. towards a positive way. This is their last-ditch effort to really just knock us down.
And that's my understanding from the people I know. I mean, there is a lot of misinformation and a lot of controlled opposition and people in positions making false statements, you know, and trying to undermine this movement. But, you know, it is happening. It is moving forward, and it can't be stopped. And we just need to hang in there and, again, develop our own inner sensitivity. You know, it's like, does this feel right to you? You know, I've heard people say, you know, talking about all this money stuff, you know, your package is in the mail. They've been saying since 1970 that people are going to, you know, be getting these millions of dollars and billions of dollars, and they've all invested in all these things. And you know, they always come up with a reason why the package isn't in the mail and things like that. but you know, it's like, I've been going, well, you know, I've been hearing this since the 70s, you know, the same thing. And it's a good project. You know, the things that they're trying to do are good projects. But, you know, it seems like when the money starts getting in there and then they promise all this mass wealth and everything else, people get weird, you know, and they get kind of crazy, and they forget, you know, some basic principles. You know, like, sometimes if it is too good to be true, you need to really look a little deeper into it, you know. And see what's really going on. And especially, you know, these funding programs, everybody's promising these massive funded programs, and there will be programs out there that are designed for the betterment of humanity. But, you know, they're not going to give you $1 billion just because you're a nice guy and you're going to go buy a yacht and a Mercedes, and if there's anything left, you might help somebody out. You know, it doesn't, it just isn't going to work that way.
No. I totally agree with you. It's not going to work that way.
Yeah. And the people I know that do have the money, that do have the funds, they're very diligent about vetting out who is for real, who has a track record of service. You know, is this a viable project? Does it work, you know? And things like that. So, I mean, they're very careful on where this funding is going to go. But there will be, once we get rid of the dragon, you know, this Illuminati program and the banksters and everything else, there will be a huge influx of funds available, you know, for rebuilding the infrastructure and all this other stuff. So it, you know, there will be a huge shift once we get rid of the people that are siphoning all the money off and putting it in their own back pockets.
Yes. No, I totally agree with you. I think that, you know, we have to keep working. We have to keep moving forward, and things will, good things are happening. Good things will be happening, but yes, the bigger culprits will be, you know, at some point in time they will fall. But that, you know, is up to whoever it is up to. Oh,
yeah.
I was going to tell you, I had a discussion with the angels the other day about what's been going on in the world, and you know, why does it seem, sometimes it seems like, you know, the light is just being lost in the darkness. And I heard there's a huge shift happening with people, and those who are even slightly awakened are going to be going through this full force, very fast movement of awakening. And they're going to feel like there is not a lot of time. It feels like there's a lack of time, like a pressure, but that's only because of the increase in their frequency. Mm-hmm. But things are going to be moving a lot more quickly, because, you know, with every good offense, there's a better defense. And so things are really happening right now. And one of the angels told me, it doesn't matter what they do. Nothing can be stopped. Everything is already in the works, and it is not going to be stopped. So that was very enlightening to me, and I wanted to share that with you guys.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've been getting the same thing, and they've been showing us. We've actually had some of these ambassadors from these 11th dimensional ships pop in, and some of the benevolent Anunnaki have popped in too, and they said they're coming to right or wrong, you know, and clean up what happened in the past and get those who fell from universal law, and, you know, and they're pulling them up before the councils. So, I mean, all these things are going on right now on these other levels, and we are starting to see it happen here, you know, but there is a spiritual war and a huge cleansing going on, you know, on, you know, in the fourth dimension and even here on Earth, you know, with some unseen stuff. But, you know, we're right in the middle of that big process, and eventually it's going to, you know, bleed on down to the physical, and we're going to see the puppets, you know, being taken out one after another.
I totally agree. And I actually look forward to seeing the shift. I know I've already started to see the shift, but I look forward to seeing very noticeable differences.
I agree. You know, I always tell people, have you ever just thought of how good things can be, you know, and who's stopping it? I mean, it's really simple. Start imagining the world you'd like to live in. And, you know, what if there was a world of free energy, of longevity, where you could, you know, be at your physical optimum, you know, a world where, you know, you could travel instantaneously almost anywhere on the planet, you know, all of these things. I said, you know, where you'd be totally free and unlimited. You could wake up in the morning and go, you know, I think I'll have breakfast in Australia at my favorite place, you know, and pop in there and have breakfast, you know, and then you could go to Japan or go somewhere else. You know, it's amazing the potential that's there, and the technology is already here to do all that. And I said, just what would it be like if the people that were stopping this were out of the way and this could all come forward?
Amazing.
It'd be such an amazing planet. You know, it'd be like something out of Star Wars or something. You know, we'd probably have these beautiful structures and places that tied right into the land. You wouldn't even know they were there. And, you know, all kinds of things, you know, are possible. And totally, you know, self-sufficient places and you know, super healthy, vibrant food and all that stuff. You know, we could be living that way right now. And we're actually doing a lot of that here at the ranch already, but we need to take it to the next level here. That's one of the projects we're working on right now is to take it to the next level, but, you know, create a template. But I think that's what we need down there. We need templates that people can come to and go, wow, this is what it's like when people live in harmony with each other and nature. You know, this is what it's like when people respect, you know, the God in everybody and things like that. And then when they walk away, they can take that out into the world with them and start creating, you know, their own heaven on earth.
Absolutely. I teach all of my clients, and I can't stress this enough, but how you were saying, you know, imagine the world that you want. And I always say, your thoughts, words, and actions create your reality. So if you're constantly focusing on the bad, I have so many clients who are into the conspiracy theories and all the bad things that are going on, and I realize that there are bad things going on. But how about we focus also on what we want and not what we don't want? We can get really caught up in the conspiracy theories, and I know that there are so many of them. And, you know, we can spend our entire day worrying about what the next move of this person is. But the thing is that we're giving them power. Because when we worry about them and when we focus on them, we're giving them what they want. They want us to be fearful. They don't want us to take action. They want us to be fearful. So how about we take a step back and take action towards what we do want and stop worrying about what we don't want?
That's what Mary was saying to me once. She said, worry is a form of prayer. And so whatever you're worrying about, you're creating, you know, you're manifesting. But I think it is, you know, we need to have discernment, and you know, we need to pay attention to what's happening around us. But you know, start looking for other options, you know, start looking for solutions, you know, versus worrying about it and drawing that to you.
100%. I agree.
I think it's a warning system. Like, we have a warning, you know, we'll pick up, hey, there's something going on here. I need to pay attention, do something about it. And then you have a solution. So in a way, at the very beginning of it's good, but then it's not good when you don't do anything about it. You don't clean up that energy or that thought form, and you just stay with it and keep worrying about it. Then you just create a big black hole.
Yes. Yes, I agree. So let's create what we want, which is a beautiful grass-filled meadow as opposed to a black hole.
Yeah. Let's turn Washington DC into a spiritual retreat center, you know, and we don't really need it anymore, you know. So we don't need people to govern over us anymore. So we'll just turn it into a spiritual spa, you know, just see a healing center.
You know, there. I love it. Let's turn it into a spa.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I keep up on this stuff. I pay attention to it, and you know, having a radio show and being the center here and everything, I do need to pay attention to what's happening in the world. I don't. And a lot of people, you talk about it, people get all upset about it, and they go, well, you're creating fear and you're creating doom and you're. And I said, I don't have any fear. That's why I can talk about it. I go, you're afraid to even talk about it or discuss it, you know, and, you know, to find a solution. And I think it's important that we realize that we can look at things with loving detachment and do recognize there is a dark side and there are things unfolding. But at the same time, do it as, you know, discussing it for a solution, you know, not discussing it to condemn it. Just say, okay, let's find a solution here. How do we resolve this?
Well, there's a definite difference between creating fear and giving knowledge and sharing information. Because I just heard the way that you shared the information about Hillary Clinton. That wasn't creating fear. It was, this is informative. I have no opinion on this. I'll vote for grandmothers. But this is just, I just want to let you know what's happening. That right there is not creating fear. That's giving information. And I think that that's very important. People need to be informed. They just don't need to buy into, now it's time to run and hide.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, too, it's like, I'm not a political person. I really believe that we need to do what other advanced civilizations do. And they have a council that makes the decisions, and they're chosen according to their spiritual adeptness and their track record of service, you know, to that civilization. And if we moved in that direction, we'd have a much better situation here. But the way we have our leaders installed, we don't even pick them; they're installed. But the system we have here now is completely dysfunctional. I think we just need to get rid of it altogether.
I would agree, but we'd need to have something in place that would keep the whole economy and everything from crashing down to the ground and harming other people. But
well,
there'd be
like an end term. I think what we could do is first create, you know, a truth and reconciliation council, and then start working in that direction and keep the existing government there, but have some teeth with this council. It's like, hey, when they do make a recommendation, you know, we need to follow through with it, and then eventually, kind of move out to where. You know, we don't really, you know, because if we're conscious, we don't need to be led. You know, that's the whole thing. It's all about educating people and teaching people about the sacred circle of life and how, you know, like the Pleiadians, when they take their kids up on these ships, one group does that at about age 9. They take these kids up on these ships and they power them up and they go into a white light experience, or it's like having a near-death experience where you're totally one with the source and you're in unity consciousness. And when they have that connection, they bring them back and they know what their unique purpose is, and they give them everything they need to excel to their highest potential. And if we had something like that going, we would take a quantum leap, you know, in evolution and just jump light years.
I agree 100%. I think you're totally correct. And actually, I have known of some kids who have talked about experiencing these beings or these people who glow. And they've talked about a glowing room, and they've talked about a tunnel and just these different things. And they don't have any recollection or any previous knowledge to this kind of stuff. So they aren't making it up. This is something that they've experienced. So it is definitely out there and definitely happening right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we are going to have, you know, that's one of the problems with the UFO community. We need to rise to the occasion. If we want to contact benevolent beings, of a very advanced civilization, we have to rise to the occasion for that to happen. We can't just sit back and in fear and demands and demand this and demand that. Coming from the ego, it just isn't going to work that way. So we have to develop ourselves spiritually if we are going to work with these beings, because there's no purposeful good in contacting somebody that doesn't want to, let's say, operate under universal law and that isn't in service mode. You know, it wouldn't be any purposeful good in contacting somebody like that.
Oh, very true. And the Palladians are very cautious about who they contact. I noticed before they contacted me, they watched and they tested. And testing happened a lot. I mean, there would be these dreams where someone would purposely make me angry, and they wanted to see how I'd react. And I would call my friend and say, I was tested again, and I don't think I passed. and you keep going through this. But he would tell me, he'd say, because they want to contact you, but they want to know how prone are you to violence. Mm-hmm. And so after a while, you know, it became, okay, I know what this is. I've done this before, and I'm going to control my emotions. And it wouldn't just be anger. It would be all kinds of emotions. But they are very cautious about who they contact. They won't just contact just anybody.
Yeah, I agree. It's, if you haven't mastered your emotions, you're not at some level of self-mastery, they won't contact you. They'll just, you might see their ship, you might get lucky, or you might feel an experience or whatever, but they're not going to work with you direct.
Exactly. I totally agree.
There's so much unfolding now. Things are happening so fast. It's just unbelievable. I mean, right now, I know we're running out of time here, but boy, my ears are ringing off. I'm getting
the
that
angelic that energy.
That expansion in my head. My ears are ringing right now and everything else. So I know they're really happy with the work we're doing, we're both doing, and getting this information out. Is there anything you want to leave the audience with? Any major messages you've been getting lately?
Well, the major message is, and this is something that's been coming up for everybody, you need to make the decision, and just like you were saying, make the decision. Are you a victim or are you a leader? And God leader, whatever you want to call it. You need to make the choice of which path you want to choose. Because if you're a leader, you cannot be a victim. Now, bad things could happen to you, but you are responsible. And you find out what part did you play in that, as opposed to, oh, they just hurt me. The other thing is that do you want to ride the wave, or are you going to get run over by the wave? Because this energy is happening. The changes are happening. They're occurring. Are you going to get run over by it, or are you going to swim with the wave? And so the thing is, empower yourself. That's what the message is. Empower yourself. Empower your surroundings so that you can be the best person you need to be when this shift happens, or while this shift is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the shift's really hitting the fan right now. It's either surf or swim right now, and that's the energies I'm seeing coming in. And I've seen some people are doing real well with it, and some people just aren't, because if you haven't been doing your homework, you've got to really work double time to keep up with these frequencies. And, and that's what we're here for, to help people that have chosen, to go forward, to give them a helping hand in that. What's the best way for people to contact you if they want to get a hold of you for counseling or some of your other services?
I have a website, shannonleischner.com, which is shannonleischner.com. I also am on Facebook, Shannon Leischner. I have a Twitter at Psychic for Stars, and then I have an Instagram, Psychic for Stars as well. And I am very, very available, ShannonLeishner@yahoo.com. They can contact me anyway.
Great. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And I'm really looking forward to the July 4th weekend here when you're here to speak and hang out and share in the energies and watch the ships and all the other things unfold here.
Yes, I look forward to it, too. Also, I'm going to be there in August teaching Theta Healing Certification. So it's going to be an amazing summer, and I so look forward to hanging out with you guys.
Sounds great. All right, well, have a good one, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Many blessings to you and everybody else.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time, folks. Stay in the heart, watch the skies, and, you know, get that BS meter going. You know, get your inner sensitivity going right now, because we're going to be challenged in the days to come, and we're going to have to see through the garbage and see what's really going on and welcome the light and the other energies coming in. Anyway, this is James Gillen, As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.